In the wake of Hurricane Sandy, which ravaged the copper wire telephone system on Fire Island, the New York State Public Service Commission granted Verizon temporary approval of its VoiceLink service so that landline customers would be able to communicate during the 2013 summer beach season. John Bonomo is a spokesman for Verizon.
On the western end of Fire Island, our entire landline network was washed away. In order to provide the best service in the easiest possible way, we implemented this service called VoiceLink. It's been under testing and development inside Verizon for more than a year and a half or so.
But New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is wary the temporary approval granted to Verizon may pave the way for the carrier to abandon offering landline service on the western half of Fire Island and potentially other areas further upstate. VoiceLink requires a small battery-powered transmitter and receiver be installed in customers' houses. Concerns have been raised that residents would have just a few hours of voice time during power outages. Verizon says it is working on extending battery life. In a letter to the PSC, Schneiderman warned Verizon is shirking the responsibility it agreed to when it was granted a local monopoly. Melissa Grace is Deputy Press Secretary for the Attorney General.
It is important for consumers to understand that outside of Fire Island, they do not have to accept VoiceLink if they choose to keep their landline service. Consumers need to know that if they accept VoiceLink, they will lose DSL internet access, the ability to use fax machines, burglar alarms, and medical alert systems that require a telephone line. Anyone who was not allowed to choose either repair for their landline or optional VoiceLink should contact the Office of the Attorney General.
Verizon's Bonomo refutes claims the company will not repair copper lines.
If a customer has a life alert system, or if the home has any kind of monitoring device, then this is not a candidate for VoiceLink, and we will repair the copper service.
Meantime, upstate, Republican State Senator Joe Griffo is urging central and northern New York residents and businesses to contact the PSC with their opinion of the proposed plans to alter the existing 315 area code because of predictions that the region will exhaust the number of available phone numbers that can be assigned to new customers. Senator Griffo.
I've been told by the PSC that the people have expressed themselves through 9 regional meetings that were held several years ago, but if you look at the attendance, it was very sparse. So I don't think that's indeed an accurate representation or reflection of the sentiment of the people who live in the 315 area code. So I have urged the PSC to undertake an extensive outreach program, and what they have decided to do is do something through the web, which I believe is insufficient. The other concern that I have is if they change the area code, where does it change? Who decides? They've indicated that they would look at the area of population dominance to keep the existing area code. I don't understand why that has to be the case, but they're indicating that that's their procedure and practice.
The PSC responded to a request for comment by email, offering links to websites that support its perspective on 315, and tailing implementing an overlay code so that 2 area codes would exist in the same space. Those links are posted at WAMC.org. The situation involving the Attorney General, Verizon, and the PSC could evolve into a legal battle. Hundreds of Fire Island residents have written to the commission, most opposing Verizon's VoiceLink deployment plan. The commission has extended the deadline for comments to September 13. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.